We're talking now with Jesse Tischhauser from the Herb's Herbs organization, Herb's Herbs Hemp Farm. And Jesse, let's talk a little bit about where we are right now. We're getting obviously very close to that planting window, if you want to go outside, especially with a industrial hemp crop here in 2019.
Correct. It's definitely time to fish or cut bait. We're about 4 weeks away from that key time frame as far as the long day season. We hit that about May 20th here in Oklahoma, so that'll be the first day that we can start planting outdoors. And everyone that's really serious is going to be putting plants in the ground that week.
Tell me a little bit about what you've got available for someone who's serious about wanting to try some hemp here in 2019.
We still have room in our delivery schedule for the month of May as well as June for plants, and we can probably still make about 100,000 more clones in our schedule. So we've definitely got room for some big players.
What's a typical clones per acre that you need to be able to establish a good stand of hemp?
It seems to me that it's all over. I've talked to people that will do 1,000, some people will do 3,000, but the 2,000. Plant mark gives you a lot of spacing to do whatever type of harvesting you need, whatever type of planting equipment you have, as well as the weed control.
So if you're getting into the field and actually putting a crop in the ground latter part of May, first few days of June, what sort of a growing season are we talking about?
You're looking at the short days come again at the end of August, so that's when the plant's going to begin to flower. So around the first week of September, we should be in full flower, and then you're going to have a 6 to 10 week cycle until it's fully mature.
So by first part of October, we're starting to get close to that harvest season then?
That's exactly correct.
Okay. Now, for someone who's interested, clones are probably a very good way to be able to establish a crop that you know is going to be a good productive crop, right?
That's exactly right. We've chosen the phenotypes. Every hemp seed has 9 or 10 different phenotypes that plant can be. Some of those may be desirable, some may not be. What we've done with our clones is we've chosen the desirable ones, so you know you're getting a plant that's going to produce. So cloning is the only way to really know for sure that you're getting that chosen phenotype.
Now, I know that you and I have talked before about how you got actually established as far as your industrial hemp seed is concerned. You actually went to Colorado and bought a couple of pounds of seed.
Correct. That's how we got started last year, and it was definitely harder last year to find seed than this year, although in a few weeks here it probably will be impossible to find it anywhere if it's not already. But, yeah, we started out with seed, and it was a bad experience for us, which is why we got into the cloning business. And I'm sure that seed market will get better, but right now clones are definitely the way we see the future.
Now, under the 2018 rules, we're still kind of operating under them in 2019. A farmer does need to get established with some sort of a letter or a relationship with a couple of colleges, right?
Correct. Governor Stitt just signed our legislation for next year that conforms to the USDA rules for the 2018 Agricultural Act, but we are still operating under the 2014 Act, which is part of the pilot program. So we've got a couple universities that are still issuing authorization letters that you can then take to ODAF to get your industrial hemp license.
Now, once they do that, as they work with you, I guess what the next step is to get that order in for clones, right?
Exactly. You just email me, and I'll put you in contact with Western State or Connor State, and then we proceed from there as far as getting clones ordered.
So give me an email address then.
It is info@herbsherbs.com, info@herbsherbs.com.
And for that producer that looks at this particular crop in 2019, they want to try maybe just a couple of acres. Is that a way to kind of get your feet wet, or you need to be a little more serious than that?
We get a lot of people that call saying they've got thousands of acres they want to grow hemp on, and by the end of the conversation, we're down to that 5 to 10 acre range. But we've talked to several people that are doing 0.5 to 2 acres. This year is really going to be all about getting started and starting that learning process sooner than later, because in the big scheme of things, we've got experience, but we're all still beginners and learning.